Greetings, and bienvenue, Midnight Crew. Thank you for returning to this broadcast. And welcome to new viewers joining us for the first time. If you like a video, then feel free to subscribe.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
So you know how X has become filled with LARPers that recycle the same lame, "A skinwalker flew over my house" stories? Well, I was thinking about posting a few stories of my own here that are actually true, unembellished and kind of spooky. These stories aren't going to be super out there, like discovering a Nazi base in Antarctica or something, but they are kind of weird. If there is some interest, I'll post the stories. For now, I'll give a preview. A few years ago, just before the plague hit, I moved to a rural town in Queensland, Australia. I'm not going to name the town, just because I'm paranoid about privacy. But it's by far the weirdest town I've ever been in, by far. And honestly, has some X shit going on for sure. The people in the town are deranged. I mean that absolutely literally. The majority of these people seem to be seriously mentally ill. There are a lot of drug addicts and criminals. Just within the last week, a couple of bodies were found in the dam that is used for the town's water. And the police laid siege to a house that had been taken over by a schizo with a machete who had just been released from jail. There also tend to be a lot of military aircraft that fly over the town at a very low altitude and extremely frequently in the area. Also, there are unironically satanic cultists and witches, including in the local police. The whole place gives Innsmouth vibes, thinking about leaving relatively soon.
I don't know if it is for X-related stuff, but Porto Alegre, Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil, is bizarre. Tap water is flooded with chloride because the river they get water from is filthy. If you live in older houses and buildings that don't have water filtration systems, you'll have to spend very little time in the shower. Once I showered for maybe 1 hour and had literally chemical burns in my skin and eyes. The river has been filthy for years, and no one does shit to solve it. The city also makes modernizations that only make it even dirtier and bizarre. Masons are really big there. A bunch of public things, parks, monuments, etc., are financed by them, with plaques indicating that. Feels a bit too surreal to be just bad management, like they are training the population to live in a shittier world. Also, it is a really expensive city, but has nothing attractive to it, further strengthening the screwed world training.
I've spent a lot of time traveling between Arizona and Colorado. Some of the areas on the res are sketchy as hell, and I wouldn't want to drive through them at night. Some people out there live so remote, not in a, "I have farmland I use to make a living" way, in like a random trailer in the middle of the goddamn desert all alone way. Also Gallup, New Mexico. I only ever stop there for gas or to go through a drive-thru to get food. Even stopping for gas, I have a gun on me at all times. The whole place feels hostile and people eye you up and down seemingly from the minute you step out of your car.
It's hard to explain, but I'll point you to Marfa, Texas. I know it's technically supposed to be a spooky location because of the Marfa Lights phenomenon, which I've seen. But when I stayed there, I got the feeling that something weird was going on. For some reason, I'm not seeing a bunch of people sharing their experiences in this thread, but I'll share mine. I was in Marfa for 2 weeks for work. I'd never been there, but the place basically seemed like little more than a playground for the rich families that live there. I stayed in the Hotel Paisano for reference, which is a pretty nice hotel. While I spent a lot of time hopping around the little shops, I ended up spending most of my time at a shitty little ice house type of bar because I wasn't sure where else to go. It became obvious just how segregated the place was in terms of class. I got the feeling that the poorer folks felt very cynical about the tourists and about the wealthy folks. I thought it was just basic poor people bitterness, but I also found out that a bunch of the poors that frequented the ice house actually worked for wealthy families in some capacity. Lots of the rich have mansions outside of the city, and several of the poors had been to these mansions as maintenance people, event workers, laborers, etc. The bartender, for instance, knew several of these families because he'd worked as a barback at a few weddings. The thing that kept bugging me was that they all sounded like they knew more than they were saying. It wasn't just the feeling like, we don't like these rich bastards. It was legitimately some eyes wide shut shit. Most of them would tell some basic stories, sharing their gripes, calling the rich weird and crazy, and then just clam up. I kept experiencing this repeatedly. I eventually attended one of their parties myself, and I finally understood what they were saying. The mansions were normal, and the families seemed normal too at first, but their parties, or at least the one I attended, seemed highly ritualized. I've been to rich people parties in River Oaks, Houston, and this was nothing like that. The whole thing felt like a black mass. Does anyone else know what I'm talking about? Has anyone else ever made contact with these dudes?
There was a town I stopped to get gas at during a west-to-east road trip about 7 years back. It was somewhere in the middle of Nebraska along Interstate 80 East. I have no idea exactly where or what it was called. The place was devoid of any signs of life, but filled with parked cars, and I mean parked everywhere, in the grass, dirt, side of the road, etc. I drove through until I spotted a single gas station and pulled in to fill up. No one was working there, yet the pump worked just fine. Nothing weird happened aside from the parked cars and the overwhelmingly empty feeling of the place, and I wasn't going to wait around to find out. As soon as I was full, I paid with a debit card and drove the hell out of that town.
My area, Valdosta, Georgia, USA, is starting to get weirder. Since late 2021, it feels like a ghost town, like most of the folks just got deleted or something. Then people started to feel more like NPCs and like they were not natives here or something. The cars seem to be lacking drivers also, but maybe I'm just not in the right place to actually see them. I keep hearing weird ass sounds as well. I hear others talk about their area becoming like this, so I doubt it is just my town, probably a simulation-wide issue. I hardly get out, so I do not have a weird town experience besides my own, but hope this helps. P.S. I am dead serious. I am really seeing this kooky shit.
I went there the other day for work. It was empty and depressing. I go to many small towns for work in Georgia, and they all have bad and run-down hood vibes, or like something weird is going on.
What were some of the major changes you noticed in terms of vibe, I guess? Did it feel dangerous, abnormal, or just off?
Since 2021, I would say more so off, but sometimes it will feel creepy. I mean, really, the creepiest thing that happened since 2021 is all the 666s that I see on the net, although I started seeing them more and noticing them more IRL as time went on. For me, the big starting swing of weirdness took place in 2014 and intensified in 2016. I mean, looking back now, it started way before then, but 2014 was the tipping point. From 2017 to 2019, the world felt deadish slash fake slash dreamy. Kinda seemed like I had slight to mild depression at times, but looking back, I think it was the world that was off, not me. 2020 onwards, I started to wake up to the fact that something was off. And by 2021, I realized that I am in a simulation, dream, or some kind of false reality. I mean, I had thoughts like that back through 2013 and 2015, but they did not stick or hit the same as it did in 2021. To answer your question more clearly, in late 2021, I felt an empty vibe, like I was in an empty multiplayer map. It was like all the people around me got zapped away. I remember a neighbor even stopped coming out to greet us when we went to her fruit tree around this time. People also started to feel more fake, like NPCs. I would see them, but could not really detect their living thing vibe like I used to. People also started to act more like NPCs to match that vibe as well, like freezing when I am walking in their room or looking at them outside. The sky and nature just seem so fake as well. At times the sky looks like a screensaver or something. Animals also seem to spawn in now, just around the corner of my eye. Tons of odd sounds out there too, like monkey-sounding birds, screams, and witch laughter. Seems more quiet at times also. And as I stated in my previous message, I see Sue's numbers a lot now, both online and off, like 23 and 666. It is hard to tell how much of this is just the world getting more weird, and how much is me just taking note. I would guess the best answer is a 50-50 mix.
Driving back from Florida, we blew the engine belt and got off the interstate just north of Rock Hill, South Carolina. Not sure the town name, but it was run down and looked depressed. We pulled into the nearest gas station. We were old. They had no gas and couldn't afford to fill the tanks. The shelves were empty, save for pop, beer, frozen burritos, and lottery tickets. A man and woman were chain-smoking and playing a video slot. The man told us the garage had been empty for years and offered to call a tow truck. We bought some burritos and sat in the van to wait. Around dark, the man left and the woman locked up and practically sprinted down the street. At this point, I thought we were going to get jacked, but luckily the tow truck pulled in shortly after it got dark. As soon as the tow truck stopped, some rando came down the street and asked the driver for a job. That place was fucked.
Slab City, California. The drugged-out lunatics who travel there or live there are used as dummies for the training and experimental operations of Navy SEALs and mind-controlled super soldiers. I was there.
What do you mean exactly? May I ask what you experienced?
I witnessed some very weird things and spoke with other witnesses to get a lot of the explanation, which I determined was the only explanation. I barely got out of several situations with my life. The police are told not to respond to or investigate murders. The place is a MK Ultra nightmare.
Nice trips. I am looking for an adventure and I don't have a lot of money. Should I spend a winter or two in Slab?
Telling you not to go will likely produce the opposite effect. I've likely sparked a dangerous interest in your deepest curiosity. That was not my intention. Whatever you do, be careful. There is an allure at first, and once you're in too deep, you find out you fucked up. Don't fall for anything. Monsters are real. Hopefully you survive long enough for the summer heat to drive you to your senses to GTFO. Do survive.
I highly doubt I will go. If what you are saying is true regarding government activity, I imagine the only way to see anything very interesting would involve becoming a victim. I will likely just hike the Appalachian Trail and try to spot a gnome or two, rather than doing something that would invite gang stalking. Should it be noted that I was paying too much attention?
I've been there in both the surrounding area and Slab City. It's strangely charming. I'd be willing to live around the Salton Sea as a remote worker or day trader if I could get away with it. I'm crazy though, and want to build a giant stucco pyramid with LED lights out in the desert. The place has apocalyptic vibes. They have that one truck stop with a bar and other modern amenities, but there's really jack shit outside of that, and you feel it the minute you step behind a hill, and there's nothing but hard, sun-bleached earth and the sound of wind. Parts of it feel safe, and there are a lot of rich people there, clearly hiding out, as well as a mysterious island that I've been unable to find more information about. I didn't stay long. Barstow is a complete shithole, though.
I grew up in a small seaside village in Latvia. The place was rather weird. Some strange things have happened too, like a man going full schizo and chopping up their family with an axe. When I was growing up as a kid in the 2000s, there were rumors of Satanists, etc., but I always thought it was made up bullshit. There's a big hotel that never got finished. I think it might have been demolished since I left, but when it was still standing, it was said to be haunted. Supposedly all owners died off or some other thing, but that could be tall tales. I've been in there once during daytime, and while it was creepy, it's just a hazard. There's a lot of abandoned industrial shit in the docks. You could roam through post-Soviet shit as late as me being a kid, being born in 97, but it's all gone. The place is probably a lot more sterilized than what I remember it, but so far it has been the only location where I've had a paranormal experience and the feeling that I was watched or otherwise stalked.
Gary, Indiana.
I've legit never heard a good thing about Gary. I wonder what caused it to be so horrible.
It's just peak Rust Belt. Was built as a company town for U.S. Steel at the turn of the 20th century or so. Became a boom town when that was a big industry. Then it all started closed down in the 60s or 70s. Everyone who could leave did. Now it's half a ghost town and half one of the most dilapidated and violent places in the country. All the vacant and crumbling shit gives it a really eerie vibe. It smells like complete shit because one of the few still functioning businesses is a big paper mill, and you're likely enough to get carjacked or robbed that cops literally just tell you to run red lights. Helps for its reputation that it's close enough to Chicago that most people who live around that part of the Midwest have passed through at least once and know how much of a dump it is. East St. Louis is a pretty similar case.
Bralon, British Columbia. It's near Gold Bridge, which is an awesome place to drink beer with old hippies, but it is in another dimension entirely. Imagine going into a gift shop where you know you're the only one who's been there for weeks, and the guy working there just stands at the till, smiling, saying nothing. Almost no one loves it there. It's a ghost town weirdos have moved into for some reason, and the silence and spooky vibes are overwhelming.
Hot Springs, Arkansas. Surprised there hasn't been any supernatural movie filmed there. The town is built in the middle of a forest, and a lot of gangsters used to do shady shit there. Not to mention the beauty of the land around it makes it haunting. People know nothing about Hot Springs, but can confirm. They assume that Arkansas is nothing special, but yes, this place is dark as F. I went down there for the Viking runestones that were apparently down there, but was also interested because there is a large concentration of missing 411 cases near Ouachita National Forest. Also, this is the actual birthplace of Bill Clinton. Being born in Hope sounded cooler on the campaign trail. And this is where his mom worked as a cocktail waitress. Something really, really weird is going on in Hot Springs.
I wish more people would tell us why they feel this way about a particular city, rather than just rattling off city names. That said, I think all major cities are dark, evil places. Many religious works imply that rural people are good, while people who live in cities are wicked. Capitals and so-called alpha cities. New York City, London, Paris, Tokyo, Hong Kong, Shanghai, Sydney are places where all the evils in the world converge. For cities I know from spending time there, Singapore feels like it's hiding something evil under that ridiculous cleanliness and order. Kind of the same for Rabat, often described as a showcase capital, the same thing people often call Pyongyang, though you just have to go across the bridge to sail to see something more authentic. Warsaw doesn't seem to pretend it's anything, and it's kind of ugly, especially compared to Krakow, but you know it's a giant graveyard. I actually found New Orleans to be disappointing for any X-related stuff. Too many tourist traps full of the dumbest trinkets that are supposed to take on a paranormal significance. Go there for the food and drink. Enjoy the mixed southern French atmosphere, which is definitely unique but not paranormal. And go in a group with at least two men, staying together at all times.
Mikkeli, a city in Finland. Imatra, a town in Finland. Ilomantsi, a village in Finland. Karagandhi, a city in Kazakhstan. Jezkazgan, a city in Kazakhstan. Alga, a town in Kazakhstan. Many cities and towns in Russia. At night, these places might have a feeling of something oppressive in the dark. I'm not talking about Russian boys. They're harmless unless you startle them at close proximity, or if you're a woman alone. I'm talking about the kind of feeling that you feel when you sense an evil presence in an empty room, except it's outside at night and all around you. You can't tell where the threat is, but you feel a threatening presence somewhere in the darkness. This isn't political or historical. This kind of vibe that most people in this thread are talking about, it's different. Yes, there is a dark history in every town and city. I guess for Americans this is an unsettling discovery. If a city or town has violent or other negative events in its past that makes them feel creeped out going to that place. It's strange to me because many horrible things happened in all cities and towns historically. In the rest of the world, we always know about these things, but sadly Zoomers don't want to learn and act surprised like Americans when they learn. This isn't to discourage people from visiting any of the places. Mikkeli and Jezkazgan are nice cities with friendly people and deserve more tourism. Many beautiful women, too. I'll tell you, I saw a woman I still remember 10 years later in Mykolaiv, and a woman in Jazkazgan 6 years ago. Neither were Russian. Many more women are beautiful, but these two, I'm still going to remember until I die. I don't have a good theory for this feeling. It's not history, even the ghosts of the Russian Empire's brutality. Because if it was, then you'd feel it everywhere east of Germany every time you go outside. Maybe it's paranormal, maybe it's a mundane elemental pressure. I don't know.
Thanks for sharing. Wherever two people have lived and there was only one pot to piss in, violence has been a thing. You know, you can be in a place that has seen a lot of tragedy and violence, but it feels perfectly okay. Whereas another place just feels totally off in every way possible. I grew up in what I consider a bad place. Nobody lacks anything, but there's always an air of discontent and discord and anger there. I live less than 50 miles away from where I was born, and I get agitated on the rare times I drive there. Many cities and towns are just collections of deeply unhappy people who wish they were anywhere else, and you really feel it when you live in an unhappy place.
I don't know. People in most places I felt it haven't seemed to wallow in unhappiness all the time. Even in Jazkazgan, which has pollution problems and such. I believe if you're living in those places, you stop feeling this oppressive, dark feeling, or get used to it as locals don't get edged at night the way I might when visiting. Though my girlfriend rarely feels this feeling either if we travel together. She only for sure felt it in Jazkazgan and one spot in Kemerovo, and uncertainty in some places.
The entire state of Colorado has a rotten energy to it. Love mountains, nature, all of that. But something about it freaked me and my family out. Not in any kind of political way either, like most of these posts are saying. I mean, truly, the land itself in Colorado all feels very dark. Many disturbing events have happened there, Columbine and all of that, and something about it. Just a place totally off. Not religious, but staying there a week, I really felt it was possibly just plain a demonic place. Denver Airport and all, too, unspeakable vibes.
There is evil, natural, seething darkness that exists in bad places, like oil beneath the earth. It bleeds out, leaving a foulness. It can be detected, just as a foul taste scent can be perceived, but by a sense that isn't so mundane. I grew up in such a place, a small town in Massachusetts, pretty much a place most people just pass on the interstate. The town just to the south is worse, the Notch, and the Connecticut land east of it are basically ground central for whatever it is that subtly bleeds evil into the air. A bad place.
You absolutely feel it in eastern Germany. Not in the bigger cities, but in the remote areas, small villages, the few places that are not completely modern.
You put in words very well how I meant to communicate about Colorado as a state. Nothing to do with politics or history. It's like the ground and the air itself leaks that head-crushing nightmare feel. In pictures, it is gorgeous, but in person it left me feeling so depressed and drained, I had no explanation but a seeping through the ground evil. Very odd. Maybe our brains just interpret places weirdly because of the air's composition there that it isn't used to.
That could be a good explanation, though I don't think it's all. Consider I felt the oppressive and the dark feeling in Mykolaiv, but not in Savonlinna. And in Karagandy, but not in Nur-Sultan. It was still called Astana. It also isn't entire cities, etc. But also not entirely local. It doesn't match worldly shittiness like unemployment, poverty, drugs, and such. For the most local example, in Ufa, I only felt it at the beach near the big bridge. Maybe microclimate phenomena cause it.
Pick-related is a place called Randsburg, adjacent to Johannesburg, in Southern California, on the other side of the Mojave. My girlfriend and I were on our way back home from Arizona, and we needed to gas up in the region, and we found this place, which sort of just comes up out of nowhere. You go up some weird mid-level hills and skirt them, then you even out in Randsburg. Visually, it's just a cool ghost town, and most of it seems to function, but I think the whole town is only operational on the weekends or some weird shit, as we saw signs in many windows saying so. There's a lot of old historic shit that goes back to the 1800s spliced with modern touristy stuff here and there. We stopped and everything was dead silent. Absolutely no one outside, and never saw a soul. We poked around and found a lot of broken bottles on the street, even some baggies and burnt spoons. It's clearly haunted by drugs and not spirits, but we had this ugly vibe I still can't explain. And we got out of Dodge.
Any big city is a dark place. People all crammed into one place and forced by their illusions to live and work for the machine. There is no serenity in cities. It's a place of total despair masqueraded as the right and modern way to live. I used to live in Rome, and now looking back at it, it's a shithole. Like any major city that pretends to have historical value or very important monuments, wowie. Too bad history is fake, and I can't give two shits about their propaganda to try and make me live in the machine. I'm not saying that cities are inherently bad, please, I don't like blanket statements. But with the way things are rolling now and people being completely mind-screwed, cities are a shit option. Too bad I'm going to have to get back. I have a duty to try and help my people to see the truth of this world. So I have to go back to complete my mission of trying to help humanity, even by a little bit.
Yeah, but some are a lot worse. I get what you are saying, because people who have never been to a lot of cities feel the general vibe of despair coming from cities, and assume that this general vibe is out of the ordinary. But a city like Portland is definitely darker than a place like Philly. LA is nothing special other than being unnaturally artificial. For me, Portland is the darkest energy I have ever encountered for an entire city.
That's interesting, because it's not a shithole or depression like most of these places. It's objectively nice. I went to PSU for 2 years, and I would wander around the city and would generally have oppressively negative thoughts.
I was just there this weekend. The place is a shithole. Homeless camps everywhere. They are even driving cars onto hiking paths and living in those. Most of the locals have said the place really took a dive the past 3 years. Not sure when you lived there. The entire place seems kind of depressing.
Yep, there's a very dark aura over the whole city now. As soon as you get out of the metro, though, you feel fine. Even Vancouver, Washington feels fine. I used to have dreams of Mount Hood exploding, and it made me super afraid. Now I just want it to explode and bury Portland.
Jackson, Michigan. The old state prison is a National Guard armory. However, if you go outside to the wall that faces the railroad tracks, you can see the innumerable bullet holes from when they used to shoot prisoners for execution. There was a toy store downtown by the river. A big yellow, blue, DDVD red building. Very gaudy. A boy was in there. Got separated from his mother. They looked for him for weeks. Couldn't find hide nor hair. After a bad rainstorm, they found his body. He had been assaulted and killed, but despite his knife wounds, the police said he drowned to death. The next summer, another boy was found in a similar manner. They were worried a child predator was present. The cemetery next to my neighborhood had a large mausoleum. It was a peaked-type roof, but had a large stone dais on the top that was flat. Animals would gather, sit in a circle, and stare at each other. I'd seen cats, birds, squirrels, raccoons up there. I hate the city of Jackson, Michigan. It's really weird just how empty the city scene is, even on a weekend when it should be crowded. Even then, it's a ghost town.
One time I rode my motorcycle from Slidell to Bro Bridge to see a friend who lived there. I believe this was in 2016 or 2017. I decided to avoid the interstate so I could see interesting stuff along the way. Highway 190 does some weird stuff in Baton Rouge, but it was simple west of that. I passed through Krotz Springs and turned south near Port Barry. I went down long stretches of road with nothing but cow pasture, trees, bayous, and a few sparse houses until I reached a town. I stopped at the first gas station I saw for a rest. I was expecting to be able to walk inside, but I realized the station was abandoned and looked like it had been closed for years. I took a little walk around to see if there were any stores open. There were none. Everything in the town looked like it had been built before 1950. And even though it was the middle of the day during the week, no one was there, no people, no traffic. I didn't even hear lawn mowers in the distance like in most small towns. It was just a cluster of wooden houses, closed stores, rough-looking streets, oddly well-maintained lawns, and very old live oak trees. I figured if I wanted to get to Bro Bridge before dark, I should get moving. I hopped back on my motorcycle, not thinking much of it, and went on my way. Every time I remember this town, I try to look for it on maps and satellite photos, and I can't find it. I've done this multiple times now every few months with no success. I look over the route I took, and there is nothing like that town on the maps. I ruled out Leonville, Arnoville, Portage, and Cecilia. It just doesn't make any sense.
I hope that you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. If you enjoyed tonight's story, then please subscribe to the channel as more green texts will appear daily. A new broadcast will appear when the clock strikes midnight Central Time.
Remember to check the Odyssey and Rumble pages for separate archives of previous broadcasts.